Chapter 67. Abbé des Fontaines, Wednesday, June 28th, 12:40 p.m. Mark stared out across the circular hall. The brothers were once again convened in conclave, about to select a master. De Roquefort was dead, laid in the Hall of Fathers last night. At the funeral, the chaplain had challenged de Roquefort's memory, and the vote had been unanimous that he be denied. As he listened to the chaplain's speech, Mark had realized that what happened over the past few days was all necessary. Unfortunately, he'd killed two men, one with regret, the other without relish. He begged the Lord's forgiveness for the first death, but felt only relief that de Roquefort was gone. Now the chaplain was speaking again to the conclave.
I tell you, brothers, destiny has been at work, but not in the manner in which our most recent master contemplated. His was the wrong way. Our great device is back because of the seneschal. He was the former master's chosen successor. He was the one sent on the quest. He faced down his enemy, placed our well-being above his own, and fulfilled what masters have attempted for centuries.
Mark saw hundreds of heads bobbing in agreement. Never had he moved men in such a way before. His had been a solitary existence in academia, his weekend forays with his father, then alone, the only adventure he'd ever known until the past few days. The great device had been quietly taken from the earth yesterday morning and returned to the Abbey. He and Malone had personally removed the ossuary, along with its testimony, and brought it separately. He'd shown the chaplain what they'd found, and it was agreed that the new master would decide what to do next. Now that decision was at hand. This time, Mark did not stand with the order's officers. He was merely a brother, so he'd taken his place among the somber mass of men. He'd not been selected as one for the conclave, so he watched with all the others as the 12 went about their task.
There is no question what must be done, one of the conclave members said. The former seneschal should be our master. Let it be.
Silence gripped the room. Mark wanted to speak in protest, but rule forbid it, and he'd broken enough for a lifetime.
I agree,
another conclave member said. The remaining 10 all nodded.
Then it shall be, the nominator said. He that was our seneschal shall now be our master.
Applause erupted as more than 400 brothers signaled their approval. Chanting started. Beauséant. He was no longer Mark Nell. He was master. All eyes focused on him. He emerged from the brothers and entered the circle formed by the conclave. He joined the order simply as a means to fulfill what his father had dreamed and to escape his mother. He'd stayed because he'd come to love both the order and its master.